Blog Talk Radio.
All of our other shows, it's going to be a show where we're going to touch on different things, sometimes things that we don't touch on very often, sometimes things that would a little bit of what we do talk about pretty often, which is, of course, a positive mindset, a positive outlook, and then taking action on that mindset and taking action on those purposes, those dreams, those goals, and those things that you want. What we're going to talk about today is your marketing plan. And when I'm talking about your marketing plan, please understand, and I'm not just talking about the regular traditional businesses. I'm also talking about the market plan for a church, the market plan for your brand, the market plan for a business, a salon, anything, lawyers, doctors, dentists, spas, recreation centers. I'm talking about education. I'm talking about entertainment. I'm talking about regular services, home services, house services, car, truck, jeep, doesn't matter, plane, whatever. What I'm talking about is, what is your plan for marketing? Where is it taking you, and where is it going to take you? A lot of people are going by the same old things, the things that they've done again and again and again, and they think that they're going to work. Well, I don't know if most of you have noticed it or not. I'm sure that you have. But today, businesses are going out of business at an alarming rate. We are not getting as much bang for our buck anymore. So that means we need to act smarter. That also means that we need to also, in some cases, work a little harder. Now, when I say work a little harder, what I'm saying is that if we actually do work smarter, we may have to work a little harder in the beginning, but if we work smarter, then we'll be able to take what we've learned and use new tools and new items to help us to better connect with people and to give people what they want. I've noticed in several cases that a lot of really good businesses, big, good organizations, are not actually getting the growth that they should be receiving. Why? Because they're not getting the word out. Why? Because they're not communicating with people. I'm also understanding and noticing that a lot of people that work for these different businesses are not really understanding the importance of that business continuing, not understanding the goal, not only the goal, but the role that they play in making sure that that particular business stays viable, and also understanding that if they help the business grow, in a lot of ways they're helping themselves grow. I mean, on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen, I meet with business people. And when I say I meet with business people, I probably talk to about 80 different business people every week, if not more. You know, don't get me wrong, sometimes it may only be 50 for the week, but I talk to a lot of different types of entrepreneurs, business owners, corporate owners, organization owners, all of the above. And I'm talking about profit and nonprofit. And a lot of them are failing to take advantage of right now what is the number one thing that is going to drive business, not only now, but also in the future. And what is that thing? That thing is mobile media marketing, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, just a couple of statistics. Right now, only 30% of Americans, and since I'm in America, we're talking about Americans, only 30% of Americans actually have a landline phone. Just about everybody is texting. I went to a corporation not too long ago and was talking with a young lady that was the members' representative. She was the new members' representative. And this young lady was telling me that her clientele, this was actually a golf course, she was telling me that her clientele don't text and they don't use the newfangled gadgets. They're not using apps. They're not on Facebook. They're not on Twitter. They're not using text message and mobile media marketing. They're not doing any of those things because they're an older set. And I tried to tell this young lady, which was what was really funny, this young lady that, no, that's not the case. As a matter of fact, I told her that I have another advisor that I know that has over 100 bingo parlors, and those bingo parlors have actually revitalized their business and their industry because they're using text, because they found out that these people that couldn't play golf because they're not physically in the condition to do it or they're physically out of shape, also with that age, she was telling me that these people aren't texting. However, my real data shows me that these people are texting like nobody's business. These people are using apps like nobody's business. Now, mind you, they're not using apps to play games like Dungeons and Dragons. I know they don't do that anymore, but I'm just using that as an example. But these people are using these tools to communicate. Why? Because they are adapting. What do human beings do? They adapt. By adapting, they move on to the next things. Because guess what? Just because your number of years on Earth are many doesn't mean that your brain is any less sharp. So this young lady was missing the boat, and the thing that even proved that even more was about 2 or 3 days later, I was back in this country club, and I was sitting actually in the lounge or the dining area, and, of course, looking out on the course, watching people, you know, play golf and things like that. And at the time, 4 older ladies, and when I say older, I mean they were probably old enough to be my mother and my grandmother, these ladies, again, came up. Well, while one of the 4 was putting, the other 3 did what? They started texting. So, again, this young lady is missing the boat. So what is she doing by missing the boat? She's also hurting her own industry. She's also cutting her own salary. She's also affecting the profitability of that particular golf course. Why? Because she's not thinking that people of a little bit more senior life aren't texting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady isn't alone. 95% of businesses throughout the United States do not and have not adapted mobile, yet mobile is the number one thing that is right now growing businesses. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I just looked at a thing not too long ago, and the question on it was an information systems or information blog that went out, and the blog said basically, what do Disney, Coca-Cola, and Nordstrom's all have in common? What in their plan is all similar? As in, what are some of the bigger corporations in the world and in the United States right now doing to grab market share? What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is that they are applying mobile, and they are doing it in a strategic way. Well, right now, small businesses can also apply mobile, and they can do it in a cost-efficient and a way to keep not only keep their doors open, but to also get more market share and to improve their profit margin and to get more people into their business. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not using mobile, and when I say using mobile, you need to use combinations of mobile if you want to get people to like you, if you want to get people in your stores, if you want to get people to start patronizing you and to also get their mind share. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not get the mind share of your customers, you are going to lose your customers. Why are you going to lose your customers? Because guess what? There's another financial planner down the street. There's another loan officer down the street. There's another insurance broker down the street. There's another salon. There's another church. There's another synagogue. There's another temple. There's another organization that does a similar job to what you do right down the street. So guess what? If that person goes with that particular entity or agency and you end up going out of business, even if you provide a lower price, even if you have a better price tag and, of course, a better product, you're already out of business. It's too late for you to recover what you've already lost. Plus that, guess what? That individual doesn't know that you existed. You're trying to save a quarter, and in the meantime, you're losing a dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, that is totally crazy. That is totally insane. I had a gentleman not too long ago, actually he said it to me last month, and he said something similar to me this month. The gentleman, and again, it's not somebody that I'm trying to do business with, it's just another person that I know, and he was trying to tell me that, yes, you need to talk to big businesses and you need to talk to marketing companies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, I do talk to a lot of small businesses, and from that I get some large businesses, and I do talk to a lot of marketing companies. But let me bring you around to something really quickly. I do text message mobile media marketing. However, there are other different forms of marketing that also are important and play an important role in what you're doing. But we'll get back to that in a second. Anyway, what the gentleman said to me was that I needed to talk to bigger businesses and that I needed to talk to marketing companies if I want to have a bigger bang for my buck in the result of me growing my business, my footprint, and my path. Well, the interesting thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, he's kind of right. And when I say he's kind of right because basically I'm going to marketing companies. I'm going to web optimization companies and things like that. And what are they doing? They're looking at my product and going, oh, my God, I get all of this, and all I have to pay is this. Now, these companies or these types of companies, again, a lot of them don't create their own services. They buy a service from somebody else, and then they redistribute it or repackage it or resell it to who? The consumer. Well, guess what? The reason that they're jumping on opportunities like my opportunity, the reason that they're looking at it and giving it to people is because they see the value in it. They not only see the value in it, they see dollar signs. And in those dollar signs, they see that they can grow their own businesses, also control your database, which, of course, if you go to sell your company or something later on down the road, can be a very valuable tool. Well, now this ad agency or this marketing company now owns your database. Why? Because they're maintaining your database, they're keeping your database, and you're doing everything underneath their umbrella. They're just doing it as a representative of you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's because they are smart. They are looking at it in the sense of, yes, it's going to cost me $5. However, I can generate $25 from it. And that's the way that you need to look at mobile media and mobile media that's coming out today, because you can do the same thing. Again, what do you care if one customer is paying for your mobile package? If it's costing you what you're earning from one customer to pay for your mobile package, when you have 200 or 300 customers from that, ladies and gentlemen, mobile is exploding at a rate that is unbelievable. It is the number one way to bring people into your organization, into your store, and to patronize you and to grow your database as you do it. People that you can contact again and again and again if, again, you use the right combination of tools to do that. You know, perfect example, text message marketing has a 97% open rate, ladies and gentlemen, 83% within the first hour. There is no other marketing tool that I know of on the planet that can actually tote that. Then you talk about people that do, you know, direct marketing. Well, guess what? Multimedia marketing blows direct marketing out of the water. In a direct marketing campaign, you're lucky if you get 2%. If you get 3%, you must be like some type of magician. However, the amount of money that you're spending on that direct mail or that direct campaign is costing you a whole lot more, and you're not getting a bang for your buck. Yes, it may be something that you're used to, and you also, yes, need to grow your mobile footprint, and you need to grow your clientele and all of that, and yes, it takes time. But the overall returns are stellar. The overall returns on a campaign from direct mail is definitely not stellar. It's extremely low. Yet everybody is still staying with these same old, out-of-date mediums when they do their marketing. And again, with a marketing campaign or channel, you can receive, like I said, quite a bit more bang for your buck. Again, is it going to take time? Everything takes time. It takes time for you to build muscle. It's going to take time for you to create a database. It's going to take time for you to create that following in what you're doing. However, in the long run, is it worth it? It's more than worth it. Why? Because your returns are just phenomenal, considering what you're getting from what you already have. Ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to grow, we have to be willing to accept change. And in that change, we need to understand that there are different things that have to happen for us to grow. Again, what do the marketing plans of Disney, Coca-Cola, and Nordstrom's have in common? the thing that they have in common is they all have a mobile media marketing plan. They're using mobile to reach their audience. They're using mobile to appeal to their fans and to the people that are going to deal with them, and they know that mobile is the future. And in a couple of years, mobile is going to be the number one thing. Now, I'm not saying that print ad is going to disappear. I'm not saying that TV ad is going to disappear. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying is that these tools are going to take mobile and envelop mobile into what they do so that they can grow, so that they can, again, get more bang for their buck and give a better percentage to the general public. Ladies and gentlemen, narrowcast versus broadcast, okay? This is just a difference in how you look at things if you look at how the world works. And true reach. We're talking about true reach in sharing information and content directly with a targeted market. That would be narrowcast. Broadcast would be sharing information or contact to a general audience, not a relatively large subset of the whole. Four, perfect example, SMS, which is the short messages or text message marketing, and mobile or MMS, messaging. Their open rate is about 98%. That means that 98% of the people that have opted into your service, that have asked for your service, why? Because they want it, are going to open that message. So you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck. Now, if you look at Facebook, like the Facebook news feed, you might get an 84% that aren't even viewed. So 84% of what you send on a news feed through something like Facebook isn't viewed. All right, let's look at tweets. 71% of tweets are ignored. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, ignored. Email, 88% of emails go unopened, all right, to where 2% of SMSs, messages, or MMSs are not opened. 2%. Ladies and gentlemen, text message mobile media marketing is definitely, it far exceeds any other marketing tool that's out there. The fact that something is popular doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. It just means that it's popular. It also doesn't necessarily refer to or translate into you creating business out of it and you getting people from that. Mobile device use. Right now, 264 million mobile device users. All right, Facebook, Pinterest, and Google Plus. We're talking about 161 million people are using that. Mobile device users basically almost is double to what you're going to get from those other forms of media. Then you look at daily use. On daily use, when we're talking about text message, mobile media marketing, things along that nature, you have 174 million Americans text daily. 174 Americans text daily. To where if we look at the daily use on something like Facebook, you have 91 million daily. All right, if you look at Pinster, you have about 2.8 million daily. And this was from an earlier report. These aren't my numbers, ladies and gentlemen. This is a third party that is actually giving these numbers. You look at frequency, all right? Every 24 hours, SMS messages, 6.4 billion text messages are sent. That's every 24 hours. Now, you look at the same frequency of something like Facebook or Pinster, we're talking about in a 24-hour period, we're talking about 3.2 billion are sent for Facebook, and that's in the sense of likes. And then you have 3 million that are photo uploads and things like that. Again, text message marketing just blows it away, totally blows it away. Engagement. If you're dealing with a customer, if you're dealing with a fan, any of those things, what you want is you want engagement. The number of times people look at their phone per day is 150 times. So people are looking at their phone per day 150 times. That's pretty much a dead-on target for anybody that's looking to use text message mobile media marketing to help them market, to where the engagement with Facebook is about 58%. Yes, people are spending a lot of time on it, but are they looking at what you need them to look at? All right, and we're talking about users, you know, logged into their accounts. Email is about 57% of people are checking their emails. Ladies and gentlemen, again, hands down, mobile text message marketing is the number one tool. However, if you're also looking for things like apps, if you're also looking for other mobile media, if you integrate the mobile text message marketing and an opt-in system, I can't stress that. It needs to be an opt-in system. It also needs to be a recognizable short code, something like 90210, some number that nobody's going to forget. Ladies and gentlemen, people will forget they'll forget your phone number. They'll forget your email address. But usually they can remember your name and they can remember a recognizable short code, again, like 90210, or your name or your business name or your company name or your organization name to 90210. That's something that they can remember and something that they can then turn around. Plus that, with text message mobile media marketing, you also have different options that you can use. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, you have scalable reports that you can use to find out what's working, what's not working, and again, all of that data belongs to you. If you decided to sell your company 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, you have a database that is bar to none complete, because they not only want your company, they also want your customers to continue. They also want access to those customers. And again, I all the time run into people that give you an email address and it's the wrong email address, give you a business card, and guess what? The information is changed or it's wrong or they gave you the wrong card. With text message mobile media marketing, you can get a digital business card. Every time that person gets your information, you get their information. And guess what? The phone doesn't discriminate. That information is the correct information unless they change it within the time that you talk to them, which is probably very, very not likely. So when we're talking about the power of mobile media marketing, those of you that are in business, those of you that have churches, organizations, things of that nature, restaurants, taverns, again, you name it. Right now I'm talking to a gentleman that has funeral homes. But anyway, when we talk about the power of text and the power of mobile, it is unreal and unbelievable. And the thing is, you don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be one of those people that waits so long that by the time you go to get involved, everybody's already gone. Everybody's already dealing with somebody else, and now they're comfortable. Again, remember, it's not about price. Now, mind you, there are some great companies out there, and they do have some great prices. However, there are a lot of companies out there that don't. However, once people get into a rhythm and get into a routine, they seem to stay in that rhythm. They seem to stay in that routine. What I'm trying to share with you right now is for you to create a path and for you to be the trendsetter, for you to be the person that comes out ahead in this game that we're playing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to grow yourself, you've got to reach a wider audience. And right now, mobile text message media marketing or text message marketing actually reaches the widest audience with a common short code or for SMS marketing. And it continues to be the best mobile marketing channel that there is. So even if you have, again, apps and other things like that, you need to embody and encapsulate SMS, text message mobile media marketing, with what you're doing. Because guess what? That's going to create that call to action. For anybody that doesn't know what a short code is 5 to 6 digits that are approved and are used for a mobile phone subscriber. It's called or sending SMS messages to orderly receive information, promotions, alert, branded content directed to their device, their electronic device. This interaction proves mutually beneficial for the consumer and the brand by establishing two-way communication and a two-way communication channel with a considerably flexible data delivery system that is capable and has great capabilities. So basically what you're doing is, it's like when I talk to people about networking. In order for you to be networking, you need to have communication between two people. Right now, text message mobile media marketing is growing like nobody's business. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I can't cover it all, but we all need to step up. We all need to do what we need to do. What is astonishing is that 31.6% of the American household are wireless. They're wireless. They only have that, you know, a wireless device. And most people are traditionally opposed to the traditional landline. 95% of existing mobile contracts with SMS are built on agreements. And more than 90% of text messages are opened and read compared to less than 40% of emails. Right now, we're of the mindset that 90% of all emails end up going to spam. So that means if you got an email campaign going out there, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's probably going to somebody's spam filter. It's probably not getting to the people that you needed to get to. You need to brand yourself, and you need to use SMS to help brand you and to also help you advertise. There's some information on the bottom of this show. What I suggest is that everyone take a look at that link, and they also take a look at that other link, which has social proof, and then look at the power of it. I mean, do the research for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You do not just have to take my word. Now, the numbers that I've quoted all of them from third parties. It is not any mystical, magical numbers or figures that I've come up with myself. It's all about trying to help you. My goal is to help you grow, your organization, your business, your brand, all of the above, because guess what? If you succeed, I succeed, and the more people that I can help succeed, the better I feel and the more that I know that I'm being a contributing factor to the world that I live in. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start using text in our mobile campaign. Let's create that call to action, and let's get our customers and give our customers the type of quality that they want, the type of quality that they need and deserve for their dollars, because we're all working hard to make ends meet. We're all working hard to do our best. We all have goals and aspirations, and together we can all reach them. All right? None of us needs to fail when we can easily succeed as a team working together. So take the time, look at the information that's there. If you need more information, contact me. I have no problem sending you white papers and things like that so that you can look at them and look at the data for yourself and make an educated decision. Business driving marketing success with SMS. Sorry, I can't get my words out today. But anyway, again, the goal is to grow. The goal is to develop. The goal is to succeed. We're here to help you use us. We're here to help you grow and help you make more of your business and your life and to live the quality of life that you want to live. Stop trying to do it alone. Partner up with someone that can help you to succeed, because guess what? While you're helping them, they're helping you. And while they're helping you, you're helping them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I'd like everybody to really take a serious look at text message mobile media marketing. Understand that times are changing. Understand that in order for us all to step up, we need to do what we need to do. And if you want to get a better ROI, return on your investment, mobile and text message marketing is the way to go. And combining it with whatever else you're using is only going to help you grow even faster and even stronger as time goes on. But don't be the last one. Don't sit on the porch waiting for something to change. You be the change. You make the change. You make it. Thank you very, very much for listening to the Zurian Show, and I hope that this information was also useful to you. And branding isn't just for businesses either. If you're an individual and you want to brand yourself, then get you a digital business card. And that's another way that you can brand yourself and start to grow. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Thank you again for listening, and everybody have a great and wonderful day.